Publishing news these days is as easy as sending a tweet. Not so in the early 1900s, when it could take days just to turn out a newspaper. You can relive this era in the northeast Georgia town of Homer, where printing presses and other technology from the time are preserved in a museum. Mike Buffington is the founder. He's also co-publisher of 6 small-town papers and has spent his entire life in the business.
I've known for years that this building was here. It had been abandoned in the 60s. We were able to work a deal out to swap some property with the owners. They wanted to preserve what was here, and we were interested in preserving the history because it's very unusual to find a complete, intact, old country newspaper shop done on letterpress. Most of the time during the 40s and during World War II particularly, a lot of the old equipment was given away for the war effort. This shop, like most small-town newspaper shops, published a newspaper, but they were really printers. They did commercial printing off of these other little small presses for the courthouse across the street. They would print envelopes and letterheads and other things for businesses and community people around town. And that's kind of how they made their money. It was through job printing. They didn't really make much money off the newspaper. This is one of the oldest pieces of equipment we got, and it's very unique. This is the old Campbell printing press that they actually printed the newspaper on. Today in this country, there are 2 that are actually in operating condition. There's this one here, and there's one out in California on the campus of a university there that they use to do artwork printing with. So the way we operate it now, for safety reasons, is by a foot pump, and that way we can control the speed. And you can put it in play. I don't have the rollers on because the rollers will flatten if you leave them on the press. But it has this routine clicking sound that you can kind of hear. This press, I don't have any paper. It makes an interesting sound because it's air-fed, and it has an air pump. I can find the right switch to turn it on. It is working on the same principle as a hand press. It's just a little bit larger. It has this automatic feed, which is very, very difficult to set up. I have a printing buddy in Northwest Georgia who says he's going to come over and help me set it up someday, spend a weekend just getting it running, just to say we got it running. This was never a Pulitzer Prize winning newspaper by any means, but the guy who ran it for so many years, he was from New York, upper New York State, at the time was traveling the country selling eyeglasses. He was traveling the country by bicycle. And he got to Homer here, and his bicycle broke down. And so while he was waiting to get enough money to get it repaired, he walked into the print shop and was looking for a job. So he started working here and just never left, ended up buying the paper some years later. But he had some very ugly habits, too. They said here that he would hang a piece of raw meat on a hook here in the room and just walk by occasionally with his pocket knife and cut off a slice and eat it. So you can imagine the flies, you know, in the summertime. There's no air conditioning, of course.
Right.
Sweaty men in here, ink and solvent smell. You can't have a fan on because it would blow your paper around. I'm 57, and I saw this as a kid, so no one younger than me really has ever seen this operate before. And people older than me, you know, we're all getting older and not going to be around forever, so I don't know what will happen with the next generation. Who will keep this alive if we don't kind of pass it down to younger people today? Some of the knowledge about how things worked anyway. And our joke is, when the zombie apocalypse comes, we can still put out a newspaper. No electricity needed. All we need is paper and ink, and we can do it all by hand right here, like they did in the 1800s.
Mike Buffington is founder of the Georgia Weekly Newspaper Museum in Homer. We've got pictures and more information on the museum at gpbnews.org.